This is good medicine. This is not just supplemental. This is the main diet. This is what will make my kids healthy.
Hello and welcome to another episode of The Family Business with the Alessis. Today, you got Steve Alessi and Mary Alessi
in
the podcast booth. Yes. And we want to welcome you to another one of our episodes. I think you're going to find today's subject matter very enlightening and maybe even challenging to what you're hearing in our culture today. But before we do that, I want to remind you, we have put out a question to our audience. It's called The Alessis Are Asking. And the question for this month was, at the beginning of the year, we ask you a question: what's going to determine your vote for which candidate in the upcoming election? And what we found was social issues that were determining the vote of our next president. And we're right. It's hot and heavy this year. We're making it happen. You know, a new president is going to be elected. So what is actually causing you to vote in for which candidate? Well, since we mentioned social issues, I wanted to ask, or we wanted to ask this a little bit more specifically: what particular social issue is going to determine your vote? And if you will, respond to that, because when you do, we have something we are going to give to you. We're going to put it in a nice little raffle.
I like that.
Pull out of the hat a name for all of those who have put in their questions, and we will, or at least the answer to our question, we will send you some of our merch that's here on the table. And right
cool.
now, I need the hoodie because I'm freezing.
It's cold in here.
It's cold in the studio today,
but
we have
outside.
Them available.
We
all
do.
Right, Mary, good to have you sitting with me.
This is fun.
This is going to be a good one.
This is a good conversation we're going
to
have.
All right, so we're going to be talking about I don't know how to actually introduce this one. This one is interesting. I can only tell you where it came from.
Okay.
All right. So I was with Christopher and some of the young guys in the lunchroom the other day, and we were talking about chips. It all started with chips.
Okay.
Not just potato chips, chips. And they were joking about that every chip has a certain classification. Like, there's some chips that you can eat with a sandwich, and there's some chips that should never be eaten with a sandwich. Some chips should never be eaten solo. Some chips should be eaten as a snack, solo, all by themselves.
This is definitely a guy conversation.
Oh, it was a great conversation. I actually was intrigued by the way they came to this determination, which chips were for what. And so it was Christopher who made a statement and said, yes, I know what I'm talking about because I'm a case study of chips.
Oh, brother.
And it hits me about case studies.
Yes.
Case study is actually, it's like an experiment.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see it with drugs. You'll see it with food. You'll see it with, maybe it's more of a health supplement, right? It's not approved by the FDA, but They'll put people through certain studies.
Like placebos versus real medication.
I guess the best way to do it would be for prescription drugs.
Yeah, yeah.
In order to bring a prescription drug to the market, the drug company has to go back and do some measure of testing.
Right.
Right? And part of their testing, it is actually going to then happen with people.
Yes.
So first it starts in some back room somewhere.
Like a laboratory.
Starts in a big laboratory.
Yeah.
Then after they do so much in the laboratory, they have to make sure that if it's going to be done, given to human beings, they have to try it on. First, they'll do rats. Rat, for some reason, is most like, I don't know, our setup is human. But they'll do it on rats.
Yeah.
In rats. Then they'll do it to humans. And they'll test it on humans. Once they figure out how that all pans out, they will then present it to the community.
And I've heard that for some of those pharmaceuticals, it's 20 years of a case study
before
long time.
Yeah. When we started our church and I wasn't making any money, I was asked to be on an IRB board.
That's right.
The International Review Board.
I forgot that.
And that board was actually approving what would have been protocols in writing for people that were going to enter into a case study.
That's
so they
right.
would go into a hospital or a controlled environment run by medical professionals, and they would put them through this case study or this drug trial.
Mm-hmm.
And my portion of the actual documentation that had to be signed by the doctor or the person going into it was more, you know, on the ethical aspect of it. What we had to inform them that if there was a drug they were taking and they were going to get pregnant, that this could have some negative effect on the pregnancy. So my job was to make sure the ethical aspect of it, the moral aspect of it, was clearly stated in the agreement, the documents that they were going to sign. So all of that to say, before any drug ever comes to the public use, it has to go through a case study.
Yeah.
And it started me thinking this, that you and I, first, our lives have been a case study.
Yes.
And what it means to raise and be raised in a environment that embraces biblical values,
yes.
godly values, the church environment.
Mm-hmm.
We were raised in it. And our parents did it back in the 60s. I was born in 1960. You were born in 1968.
Yep.
So in the 70s, you're a kid, I'm a, you know, teenager. And
don't do the math.
We were raised with certain principles
right.
that our parents told us we need to operate and obey. Mm-hmm. We had curfews, we had certain people we could hang out with, certain people we couldn't hang out, times, you know, at certain ages when we can date, when we couldn't date, clothes, certain kind of clothes you could wear, you couldn't wear. There were principles that were godly principles, came from the Bible, that our parents raised us in, that then took us through the 70s and the 80s,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you and I get married in the 90s, and we have our family starting in the 90s. We take those same principles that were taught to us, and we apply them in our own parenting
right.
to then help us raise our own kids. So our kids, they're three generations down.
Mm-hmm.
Our parents, you and me, and now our kids. Their lives were built on these principles, the
right.
same ones we did, we were raised on. And now we start to see them wanting to raise their kids with
the
those same
way.
Principles.
That's right.
So if you look at it, right, we went through the 70s and 80s, which then brought you and I into the 90s, which then allowed us to raise our kids into the year 2000,
yep.
2010. Now we're in the 2020s. Our kids are starting to use those same principles. You know, the truth of the matter is, Mary, we're case studies on
true.
How to raise level-headed, good-hearted
yes.
kids in the world today.
Can we just go back to before the case study started with you and me? Both of our mothers, and we've spent a lot of time with our moms, have shared with us the pre-biblical lifestyle, because neither one of them grew up in that.
No.
And there was a lot of brokenness. There was alcoholism. There was premature death. There was major poverty on my mother's side of her family. So they were godless. They didn't have anything to do with the church or anything to do with the Bible. So when they and their teens had a relationship and an encounter, and they decided they were going to raise their kids this way, it was brand new for both of them. So they didn't pick up where their parent left off. They decided, let's try this new way.
Right.
And so we were raised with those principles, raising our children with those principles, our kids raising their kids with that principles. And what we are all seeing is, man, this works.
Yeah.
This
we're
works.
Not talking about 10 years.
No.
You put a drug through a
40, 50.
You're putting a drug through a 10-year process.
Right.
5-year process.
Yes.
Even though they rushed COVID's vaccine, we don't want to get into that. They didn't put it through a case study. They didn't do that, which is now presenting.
That's right.
We're seeing all of this calamity as a
That's
result
right.
of that stuff. But the drug company is going to put them through maybe 5, maybe 10 years. You said 20 earlier to make sure that this drug is proven.
Yes.
We're talking about three generations, you and I.
Mm-hmm. Just us.
Just us.
Right.
No, our parents.
Yes.
You know, to us, to now our kids. Right.
I'm saying in our lifetime.
Right.
Right.
We're a case study.
Absolutely.
We know our stuff.
We do.
When we say to people, this is what's going to work best for you by putting your kids in an environment like the church, a good, healthy church, like raising them on biblical principles, mm-hmm. like holding on to conservative values yes. that really come from the Bible in the way that they dress and the way that they talk and the way that they see themselves. It's yeah. been proven and over again.
Yes, it has.
A case study.
It has been proven that if you can apply the way that we live by God's word, the truths, the principles in God's word, that works to keep you away from things like alcoholism, drug abuse, premarital sex that only leads to, you know, diseases and sicknesses. Mm-hmm. And that's just physically, but the emotional brokenness of that.
Yeah.
And making the decision over the years to say, this is the medicine we're going to take. Mm-hmm. And we didn't get to the end of this and say, man, you know, we missed out on a lot. We kind of wish I would have not done that. You know,
right.
We're at this season of our life feeling more confident than ever
yeah.
that this is the right path to take.
I wish we could talk to the young adults. I wish we could talk to our teenagers. But I also want to make sure we're talking to the parent.
Yeah.
Because parents today are feeling like my kids have a leg up on me because they're so introduced. They're so the new way that the culture is trying to force them to live, that this new way, they're being introduced to this way too soon. All this stuff is new.
It's like new drugs.
From their sexuality yeah. To, you know, the way that they treat themselves, the way that they look at themselves, the way that they think about their future, even their career, their jobs. You know, the young people are trying to force it on the parents today to say, no, this, we know what we're talking about. This is new. And they look at the parent and says, you're old fashioned.
Right.
And a parent feels like when they hear that, their hands are tied because they're tempted to think they are old-fashioned.
Right.
No, the truth of the matter is your old-fashioned values or the values that you were raised in that your kids and culture is saying is old-fashioned, okay? It's not yeah. progressive. You got to be progressive today.
Right.
Oh, or you're conservative. You're holding on. You're made to feel like there's something wrong with you.
Right.
You're outdated if you're a conservative because you carry on, hold on to conservative values. No, you're not outdated. You're proven.
Well, it's.
I wish you would see it. Listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
They're proven.
Absolutely.
Those proven principles that they call conservative or old-fashioned, it's a case study in success.
Right.
Embrace it.
Absolutely. And to dig down a little deeper into that, because we can't just blanketly say, oh, we've proven it. We have to prove that we've proven it. And so digging down into that a little bit more, when we're dealing now with another generation, because we've been around this understanding that this principle works because we are that case study and our kids are the case study. I can remember years ago, I was young, our kids were very small, and I got up and I spoke about parenting. On a Sunday. And I talked about, they were little now, that there would be no room to allow our kids to be rebellious because we were going to be very, not just strict and stringent, but the way we were going to raise our kids were more building their confidence through the principles of God's word. We were going to raise them the way our parents raised us. And after the service, and I've told this story, I cannot tell you how many times I've shared this, but somebody that was at our church and they had teenagers came over to me and confronted me about that and said, you know, that's a little harsh. You've got to give your kids room to make decisions for themselves. I hear what you're saying, but your kids are little. You're going to see. You can't force your kids to live the way you want them to live. You've got to leave room for them. And I remember it wrecked me because, you know, I didn't know. I didn't have the confidence I have now that, man, this is not bad medicine. This is good medicine.
Mm-hmm.
This is not just supplemental. This is the main diet. This is what will make my kids healthy. And I was being tested for the first time along the path because I was just doing what my parents did, what when we got together, your parents did. We liked each other a lot because our parents raised us the same. There's no no real room for being enticed by the secular and the culture out there. Now, we went to public schools, we were a part of that, but our parents really taught us how to avoid a lot of the pitfalls by going to church and being a part of the Christian community. And we were so proud of that mm-hmm. because we saw our friends whose lives were so screwed up because their parents did give them options.
Yep.
And so you and I decided, all right, we're going to push this case study down the field a little bit further. How about 10 more years, 15, 20 more years? And when this particular person said that to me, it made me feel very insecure because with every case study comes a new culture that will cause you to start questioning, man, are we too hard? Are we too stringent? Maybe the world's changed. Maybe it's a different world. Maybe kids are different. Maybe their brains are different. Maybe we're, you know, no, the recipe does not change. It is the same. The problem is the culture gets worse. Mm-hmm. So now when you change up the recipe and your kids are susceptible to what's going on in the world today, and right. you don't keep them listen, this is what we know works. We're not going to change up the process
nope.
because we know it's going to work. You start negotiating now within that cultural season, the outcome could be way worse than what it was when we were in the 80s, mm-hmm. when the worst our friends did or we ever were tempted to do was go out behind the house and smoke a cigarette. You know, today, if you let the process stop for whatever reason, your kids are now prone to being seduced into the LGBTQ community when they weren't gay, but now they're being seduced to believe, you know what? You don't have to be born this way. We've evolved from that. Here's what you can be. You don't have a boyfriend? You can have a girlfriend. Why not? Why not? Anything goes. Well, listen, the old values aren't the old values. They're values that lead your kids to good self-esteem, good decisions, feeling good about who they are. And that's the proven system that we know works if you work that system.
Yeah. I think it's funny because I remember when paper bags that my mom would go to Publix and she'd get her groceries and bring them home in paper bags, that time all of a sudden people started saying paper bags are bad for the environment. So you need plastic bags. And everybody changed from using paper bags to plastic bags. But now you go into Publix and you try to bag your clothes or your groceries. And they're telling you, no, you don't really want plastic. You need to buy this bag over here that is reusable. It costs you $5, but you can bring it back with you and now it's reusable. Well, it's the same with water. We used to drink water out of the spigot.
I know.
Out of a hose that sat in the heat for 20 hours. And we run out there and turn that thing on because we were so thirsty. They said, no, you can't do that. You need to drink water out of the bottles. These, you know, water bottles is the way to do it now. And now they started putting water in bottles. But now they're telling us we shouldn't be drinking.
Now there's boxes of bottles of water. Boxes of water.
You shouldn't be drinking bottled water because plastic is so bad for you and the environment. And here's the problem. When you start looking at the new that culture and society tries to introduce to you in the realm of raising your family and raising your teenagers and teenagers trying to live their life, if you buy into the new, you can't go back and look at a proven track record of success.
No, you can't. Well, I heard somebody say recently on a podcast, and I thought this was interesting, and they weren't, this wasn't a Christian podcast at all, but the comment that they made was when they're in their 40s and when they were young, their parents raised them on this book by James Dobson, which is all about raising your children right, how to raise kids, how to discipline kids. Well, you and I were very familiar with that book as kids because it was the library, the Bible for every parent raising kids. Well, then we got away from that because it was all about authoritarianism and discipline in the home. Loving, strong discipline in the home. So we were raised on that. Well, now we've come through so many different processes, but case studies have been done. Steve, they haven't even lasted 10 years with gentle parenting, okay? And I said gender, I didn't misspeak. There's gentle parenting, and now there's gender-neutral parenting, okay? Let's see how long that lasts. That's going to last about a hot minute, because what they're going to create is children who are so unstable. I mean, when we were kids, one of the main questions you ask yourself is, who am I? Why am I here? Let's just throw into that bucket. You don't have to be anything. You don't have to be a boy or a girl until you decide. So parents have tried to move away from proven track records of what has created good, solid people that add value to the world.
Yeah.
Strong parenting. Parents who do not hand their kids over to the government, to teachers, to therapists. Now the book's coming out. We've said this for years. Go down the road 20 years on this new thing and just write the book on how all this was wrong.
Yeah.
Because that's what's going to happen and you'll make $1 million. Well, it's we laugh, but that's the truth. The proven way to make sure, as we know, and we don't say this arrogantly, we watched it, we've lived it, we see it.
It's a case study, baby.
It's a case study. It's proven. If you want to raise good, solid kids who know who they are, who don't rebel against you, maybe they might a little bit through a season, but you're giving them a strong foundation to come home to, raise them with Bible principles. It works every time. And what's funny is, well, I say this about James Dobson. The question was asked, are case studies cyclical? Are we basically just going back in time and recycling something that we knew in the 50s? How about, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, we are. So it's not old school. It's what works. And young parents, younger generations, whatever their brokenness is, whatever their issues are, and they're trying to create a new foundation of truth,
yeah,
it never outlasts. It's bad medicine.
Yeah, it is bad medicine. Now, growing kids, growing a family is always going to have its pitfalls.
Absolutely.
It's always going to be hard. It's going to be challenging. You're always going to have one or two kids that get a little rebellious and they go through it, but it should be a season. And they go through it, but they also should come out of it.
Yeah.
They shouldn't constantly be living in rebellion.
That's right.
They shouldn't be allowed or encouraged or given the freedom to make choices in their rebellion that's going to have an effect in their life 10, 15, 20 years down the road. Shouldn't do that. You don't let your kids, you know, try to practice a sexual lifestyle that's not in line with the biblical values. You don't let them get out there and try to practice that. To try to discover who they are. We know who they are.
Yeah.
Case study proves, no, here's a way that you live your life.
That's right.
And if anything, I just want us to be able to say to the parent that's listening today, be strong and trust your instincts that you find in the Bible.
Yeah.
Conservative values, be strong and embrace those. Here's what I find so interesting. Cancel culture. That started to raise its head not too long ago.
Yeah.
Like that was really going to work.
I know. It's already canceled.
Like now the canceled, the people that were canceling others are getting canceled.
Absolutely. Well, absolutely.
The case study showed that didn't
work. That didn't work. Quit
so
trying that.
Why would you buy into it?
I know.
You know why people bought into it? Because society was putting pressure on them.
That's right.
And they wanted to line up with society and culture.
Yes. That's it.
You know. We don't want to cuss, but screw that.
Really. I ain't cussing.
Society's not going to teach you
how
to
embrace
the conservative biblical values that are ultimately going to give you the results that you're looking for in life.
No.
That stuff's going to confuse you and you're going to end up in the future with like, what did I do? You're going to live with so much regret. You're going to wish you would have done it differently. Mary just hung up the phone with somebody today dealing with this now with their kids.
It's tough.
They let society get in the way.
Absolutely.
They let their 9-to-5 get in the way. They let the kids wanting to lead them with all their sports, all their other extracurricular activities, lead them. They didn't put their kids in a church environment. They didn't raise them in a youth group, a good Christian youth group. They didn't do any of that because the parent was so busy outside that now they're dealing with somebody who's ready to take the next step in the season of their life. And they're like, oh my gosh, we missed them.
Well,
how about this? How about this?
Yes.
I don't want to step on anybody's toes here, but we're getting ready to do something with our teenagers in our church that parents should have done for them when they were young.
Yeah.
We want to dedicate those teenagers to what would be God's mm-hmm. plan for their future. Okay.
I love
teenagers.
It.
And just get the hand of God over them to cover them so and keep good. Them, right? We're hearing from parents that, oh my gosh, I never did it to my kid growing up. And yes. these are parents that are sitting in church every week.
Yes.
They said they never did it to their kid, for their kid,
for
when
their kids
were
yeah.
young. And we believe not in child baptism. We believe in child dedication. The difference being we dedicate our kids. We don't baptize them into a relationship with God. That doesn't happen until they are of the age of accountability,
yeah.
where they know the difference between right from wrong. A child then can come into a relationship with God. Prior to that, the child is given a measure of grace because they don't know the difference between right and wrong. The moment they can connect those dots is the moment now they have to start making a decision about their relationship with God, which that's why to us, dedication is so much more important, because dedication means we come alongside of those parents as a church and we say, we're going to help raise your child in a godly way. We're going to pray. We're going to provide the programship and all of that that's required to help get your kid in that direction. But parent, you need to do your part by getting your kid in church on a regular basis and being faithful to the house of God. Well, we're finding parents who come to church haven't done that for their kids.
Yeah.
And now they're sitting back saying, man, I missed my opportunity. And they're feeling like, wow, I should have done it better. We don't want you to ever get your kids to a place where they're teenagers and wish you would have done it better, all because you felt society
right.
pulling you in their direction, culture pulling you in that direction
right.
that's popular. Because it's in Hollywood and because some social media influencer tells you this is cool. We don't want you to do that only to come back down the road later and say, my gosh, it didn't work. Look what my kids have been, you know, I've produced with my kids. We don't want you to live with that regret. We're saying, go back to the case study, man.
Yeah.
We're proven. Not that we want to put ourselves up on this pedestal like we're perfect and we got it all together. Mm-hmm. Here's what we know.
Right.
Biblical principles played out in a home on a regular basis is going to win in the long run. Right. It's a case study.
And it definitely, it's one of those things that with enough time to prove the outcome, you can't argue with the outcome.
No.
You can't argue with it. It's an absolute truth. It's not even worth stepping out of and testing other waters and seeing if another way will work. Why? Stick with the recipe. Listen, I know this sounds dumb, but you know, McDonald's has lasted for so long. They don't change the recipe. There's certain things that can last through time because the same is the same is the same. And here's the problem when you don't believe that truth. The world has changed, but the principles have not. Now, if you've raised your kids church adjacent,
yeah.
right? We go to church when we can, or we live by these principles when we can. Okay, we'll try to do that with any other facet of life. Yeah. Try to do that with eating. Try to do that with exercise. Try to do that with sunshine. We do it when we can. All right, well, you're going to reap the benefits of to the degree that you've applied this to your life.
Right.
You're going to get the health benefits one way or the other at whatever level. But the problem with today is there are some things you expose your kids to that aren't as easy to quit as smoking cigarettes or trying drugs on the weekend with their friends or premarital sex. There's some things that you can't turn the tide on with
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
And once they have been seduced into something because you did not know, and that's the problem with parents today, we're ignorant to what the atmosphere and the environment is being set for our kids. We think our world's the same. You know, I rode my bike to school and my kids are out there and my, you know, we spent the night over at friend's house and my kids, the world, you don't understand. The world has completely changed. If there was ever a time to become more dogmatic, if there was ever a time for you and I to say it louder for the people in the back.
Yeah.
Okay. It's now. And it's not because we are older now.
Right.
It's because this case study has come in.
Mm-hmm.
The results yes. are in, people.
Yes, they are. Well, we've seen corporate America, like beer companies and Dorito chip companies, make a big mistake by buying into the culture and trying to be in line with the culture, only uh-huh. to know that some of their patrons that have used their product uh-uh. for years, they don't want that change.
We don't want that.
Their case study.
That's it.
That doesn't
Fail.
Work. to try to buy into the culture and be led by that culture.
That's right.
No, go back to those values that worked so long. I just wish they can see the picture of it. Biblical values represent a case study of what's going to work in the future. Now, I know a lot of people listening to us may not be that connected with the local church. They may not have the same kind of biblical beliefs and convictions that you and I share. But Mary, I wish they can just see that you know, the value of those biblical principles. Doing it right, consistently, it's going to play out in your marriage. Yeah. It's going to play out in the way you raise your kids.
It will.
If mom and dad getting on the same page with these things, or a single parent out there grabbing hold of those biblical values that are so important, it's going to play out. Case study proves it. If the drug company can't bring a drug to the market, to the public, without going through it, why would you take a risk with your own life?
Yeah, that's really good.
Use those values. It's a case study.
Yeah.
Plays out. Well, we hope you enjoyed this episode of The Family Business with the Alessi. We know family is everybody's business, and that's why we want to help you build a happy and a strong one. Take care.
You've just enjoyed another episode of The Family Business Podcast with the Alessis, and we can't thank you enough for being a part of our audience today. Now that you've learned more about us, here's how you can join in the family business. First, make sure you're following our podcast right now and download this episode so you can hear it at any time. Second, think of someone you know that might need or enjoy this episode and share it with them. You'll be helping them and helping us to spread the word about the family business. Third, go to AlessiFamilyBusiness.com and tap the Ask the Alessis button. This is really cool. You could use it to record a voicemail comment or question, and we can add your voice to our conversations. Finally, while you're on our page, tap the Reviews tab and you'll see a link to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. We love reading your reviews, and we might even share them on the show. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll see you next time at The Family Business with the Alessis, because family is everybody's business.